Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Poppy Evil. It is, that's right, where the hell is it? Oh, man. It's Evil Wheezy Wednesday, but there ain't no fucking good day left. I mean, this doesn't stand out by any goddamn means. It's just another day in the treason that we are fucking all facing and the tyranny we are all facing. It's the 20th day of October, 2021. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 49 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 50 today for the Klamath Basin. And man, it feels like it wants to rain or snow. It's cold, but I don't know. It's clouded up, but then the sun will shine. Who in the hell knows? It's whatever's programmed in, I suppose. Let's see what we're going to look at today. U.S. admits Pentagon doesn't know how to defend against Chinese hypersonic missiles. Interesting. We'll get into it as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, I mean, this was kind of thrust upon us yesterday, and they're downplaying it today, and it's going this way and that way. But, I, you know, if you don't think that the Chinese are going to jump in on this fucking surge to capture the United States into a one-world communist fucking system, you're clear out of your goddamn mind. Son of a bitches have fucking bought... Go check it out. Look at the fucking real estate that the communist government, communist government owns in the United States of these Americas. The communists can't own goddamn land. The communist government can't own a part of the United States. That's captured territory, isn't it? And these goddamn traitors, these fucking Zionists in here by the fucking, well, they are Jews. And they're fucking get facilitating. They know they can't whip us. So they're going to make it look like, oh, God damn, there's nothing we can do. You know, Chinese just stole enough technology away from us just to fuck us. And we couldn't stop it. We really couldn't, people. You motherfuckers are going to fucking answer up. You fucking Chinese, you know what? You know, this is supposed to get everybody fucking scared. But the whole fucking deal with the fucking Chinese is the fucking Titan submarine. I'll tell you what, we can deliver them fucking faster than you can fucking shoot them down too, motherfuckers. And we got enough to fucking destroy your whole fucking fucking country. You think your chink ass is going to come over and take this fucking country over? You fucking start shooting, we start fucking shooting. We'll shoot every fucking thing we got right at you motherfuckers. We'll blow this fucking planet up before we'll live as slaves upon it. Get that through your head, dink. You stinking little fucking pricks. And you that serve them, you fucking goddamn slaves that serve your fucking... emperor over there. You're nobodies. You do not have the heart to be a fucking, to beat an American. Get that through your fucking head. And all of this shit here is designed just to scare you people. Give you something else. Ooh, COVID. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. It's all fucking bullshit. This is a fucking plan. This is a fucking laid out plan. And they're fucking following it to the fucking detail. Only they're having to hurry. Because the people are fucking waking up in droves, and the, even the people like at these fucking school meetings, they're waking up to degrees, and then they're seeing, well, they fucking, you know, we came down, we're coming down, we're swearing, I'm an American. I'm gonna go down, I'm gonna get straighten that goddamn school board out. Oh yeah, we'll send the fucking FBI after you. That was a response they got, and you know what? It didn't fucking scare them, it pissed them off. Because Americans, I mean, they just do not realize the situation they're fucking in. They do not realize who they are, what their authority is. These motherfuckers, you're paying their goddamn wages. These unions do not run this fucking country. You better get the, you fucking union motherfuckers, you're gonna hang. You're gonna hang by your neck until you are dead, dead, dead. How dare you assume a fucking authority over we, the fucking people, as individual free sovereign nationals, in accordance with the fucking ratified law from the state ratified law by our representatives of 1791, December 15th. How dare you? You motherfuckers will hang for treason because that's what you're committing. You try this communist shit with us, you will fucking, every one of us will fucking fight you. You wait and see. Once this fucking breaks loose, you motherfuckers wait and see. U.S. military forces don't know how to defend against China and Russia's most advanced missile system, in a senior U.S. diplomat has acknowledged. Now, when Trumpy was in there, remember when Trumpy, oh, man, he, everything was brought up, the military man, remember the, we had the fucking freeze on fucking putting more money into a military. Our military budget is more than the next top 10 put together. I mean, that the money being spent or the money being stolen. Because they'll admit that fucking 95% of it's fucking stolen. They'll tell you, with this, we can't account for $28 trillion. We can't account for, what if fuck if you owed fucking us $1,000 in taxes, they'd be all over. I guarantee you they'd be all over your fucking ass. They would fucking get that goddamn money. But the $28 trillion stolen from you, they have no fucking interest in. These are, you have communists occupying the fucking White House of the United States of these Americas. You have communists occupying the capital of this United States of America, and they're making no bones about it. They're telling you, yeah, we're communists, and they're telling you we're going to transform the country. You don't transform a fucking country that was built upon fucking absolute fucking law. Got it? A transform means we're going to conquer you. We're going to make you something that you don't want to be. And now they're meeting the resistance. Oh, we'll threaten you with fucking agencies that we have created in violation of your fucking law. I mean, this whole goddamn government is in violation of the 9th article of we the people's fucking law. Plain and simple. They do not have the goddamn authority. And see, now they're trying to get institutionalized this fucking phony ass authority. Oh, I called what the hell are they calling these guys? I made a mandate. Well, you can't mandate shit to me, motherfucker, because you have no jurisdictional authority over me. The only way you can get jurisdictional authority over a United States national, an individual free sovereign national, is to go through the goddamn procedures laid out in that Bill of Rights. That means you come at me in your individual capacity in a common law court, or you can fuck off. And you try it any other way, I'll fucking shoot your fucking ass. Because that would be an attempted coup of the fucking people's government. The people's fucking law. And we have the right to kill you if you try to fucking capture our fucking country. You got it? And we got plenty of fucking guns and weapons to do it. But you fucking assholes out there better get off your goddamn ass and start doing it. You better start acting like you're fucking got some goddamn balls. Because the Chinese are looking at you, and not that the fucking peons, they're not allowed to laugh. They'll end up being parted out for their fucking body parts. But the fucking, there's the rest of them over there, they're laughing at your ass. Them and their Jew fucking buddies. Them and the Jews have a fucking deal. Who's going to come and really just put the fucking hammer down? Get that goddamn iron glove out of that silk glove. I mean, that iron hand out of that silk glove. And put the fucking hammer down on these fucking Americans and put them in their goddamn place. Who's going to do it? China do it. You think so, you motherfuckers? I mean, they talk about this goddamn missile system. You know, we can't defend against it. Can you defend against fucking Titan submarines? Fucking just, I mean, the whole fucking fleet unloading on your fucking country at once? Fucking from fucking right off the fucking shore? You know you can't. You know this is propaganda and it's fucking bullshit. But we're going to go forth here, people. This comes after shocking reports that China tested a nuclear-capable hypersonic missile earlier this year. The Chinese government has disputed the report, claiming they were testing a spacecraft instead. I mean, quit playing your fucking games with me, you old propagandist pricks. I see right fucking through you. Everybody does. We know what doublespeak is. We know what the Indians meant when they said the white man spoke with a forked fucking tongue. We know what a forked tongue is. Hypersonic technology is something that we have been concerned about. Oh, really? We're concerned about them being able to fucking wipe us out and we can't even pick up a fucking gun. Really? You've been concerned about that, have you, Joe Biden? While you're over there fucking, you and your fucking son taking billions of dollars from the cocksuckers? And you are a fucking low-life communist piece of shit. And your son is a fucking low-life communist piece of shit. But you're an irrelevant son of a bitch. Because it is a communist fucking committee that is fucking doing this to us, people. And unlawful. Do you talk about a violation of the fucking law? They have created a communist committee to fucking replace the fucking, any thought of fucking we the people's jurisdictional authority over this fucking country. That is war. Let alone they've done it. They've said it right out to ACLU. We're declaring war on your Bill of Rights. Well, that's declaring war on we the fucking people, motherfuckers. And war ain't fucking your fucking propaganda fucking game here. Your doublespeak, your forked tongue motherfucking shit. War is fucking shooting bullets at one another. And you motherfuckers aren't going to escape it this time. You have caused so much fucking misery and pain over the fucking millennia. It is just fucking incalculable. But this time you motherfuckers are gonna hang, and you're gonna know you're gonna hang, and you're gonna shit yourself when you fucking hang, and we're gonna watch. And China, you know, fuck you, China, we ain't not a fucking afraid of you. What the hell was it? The thing with the ports. You know, the truth came out in just a few fucking words. They made it so half the fleet can't access the fucking ports. That's how they created this fucking phony fucking crisis that they're trying to use to fucking try to gain more fucking authority over fucking a free people. They said it yesterday. Again, well, finally somebody fucking said it. Well, and it is kind of like, you know, half the fleet can't go to the fucking ports. That couldn't be the problem, could it? Because of these fucking laws put in place by California? California, when it comes down to a national security, you can go arrest that fucking Newsom, and you can fucking put his ass in fucking jail and put that fucking place under goddamn control of the fucking militia. And them goddamn, and the fucking shit will move, and it will move, but it's gonna be fucking cut out. How in the fuck did we ever let ourselves get in a position where we're dependent upon China, or we might go fucking hungry? We were the breadbasket of the world. Tell me we ain't been betrayed. And we've been betrayed by our own fucking people, too, calling themselves patriots and going out there and voting in these fucking occupational fucking elections. You are guilty of treason, and you are going to fucking answer to the fucking law of this land. And that would be that Bill of Rights, and that would be that Ninth Article. Because you acquiesce to an authority that cannot fucking exist. The rest of us say so. The admission followed a report that China tested a hypersonic missile in August that orbited the globe but missed its target by more than 20 miles. Chinese officials denied conducting a weapons test, but Wood cited the development of a catalyst for a hypersonic arms buildup. Oh man, you ain't got enough. We ain't hungry. Are you gonna starve us out? You fuck you. No, fuck China. You know, people, you do understand that when MacArthur, during the fucking Korean War, MacArthur took fucking goddamn North Korea. They were whipped. And he was going for mainland China, and he would have whipped him. He had him. And that fucker Truman called him back to stop him and fucking fired him. And who has made China a fucking threat to us? Who gave them the fucking guidance systems to our IBMs? And fucking then got fucking prosecuted for fucking playing hide the cigar with Monica Lewinsky. And that son of a bitch didn't get put against the wall. That is the problem here, people. We do not have control. It is our fucking duty to have control. That's the only way we stay free. We have seen China and Russia pursuing very actively the use of militarization of this technology. So, and they were talking about this the other day on the Stupid Box. You know where the technology came from, people? You fucking paid for it. They're stealing it, guys. They're stealing it from us. Yeah, they are. We can't stop them. We can't tell some prick who's a goddamn, I can get a fucking congressman or something that's sleeping with a Chinese spy. They fucking have this on your goddamn TV, sleeping with a Chinese fucking spy. They're telling you that the Chinese spies are in, they're in the colleges, you're paying their tuitions to be there, to steal the technology to fucking destroy you. I mean, this couldn't be no more goddamn blatant if it wasn't a house that dropped on you. Come on! They have assisted. They are fucking communists. And either you're going to stop these motherfuckers or you're going to be fucking down. You're dead either way. You can be a living dead. You can bend your knee and you learn how to kowtow to a Chinaman, to your Chinese overlord, because that is the fucking intent. Because the Chinese have said they want a one world fucking communist government. They have said it. Remember back when Barack Obama was, when this whole fucking thing was going on with the Muslim, and trying to act like the Muslims were the new fucking communist threat. Like there was enough of them to fucking do, take over the goddamn world. And we were sitting here shouting fucking communism, communism. That cocksucker came up on the fucking tube and said, we have eliminated communism as a threat. It's been eliminated in the world. Now these son of a bitches are saying, we're the communists and we're going to fucking take you over, motherfucker. And you can shove that Bill of Rights up your fucking ass because your own fucking people have betrayed you. Until these fucking betrayers are dealt with, we're not going no fucking where, people. And if you better fucking act. You had better fucking act. If you give a shit about your fucking children, your grandchildren, you better fucking act. You better quit sitting on your fucking ass, shining your fucking gun, and thinking about what a badass you are and start being a badass. We have seen China and Russia pursuing the very actively the use of militarization of technology. China maintains that the reported missile test was in fact a aircraft designed to make round trips. This was a routine test of a spacecraft to verify technology of spacecraft reusable. It is of great significance to reduce the cost of using spacecraft. They said it right there yesterday. Every bit of this technology was stolen from us, people. This should be fucking be ours. But we hand it over to the fucking kikes, the fucking Jews, the fucking Zionist motherfuckers who think that we're fucking soulless, stupid-ass animals, and they sell it over to the fucking Chinese because they're in bed with the fucking Chinese. But they're our best goddamn friend. And you know, and that's how they act about China, too, isn't it? Our best goddamn, our worst fucking enemy, our best friend. How fucking stupid do you think we are? And providing a convenient and cheap way for mankind to mankind's two-way transportation in the peaceful use of space. There ain't a peaceful fucking bone in any one of these international. And see, don't think that the fucking they're going against Trump or they're going against. This is the elite getting ready to fucking cull your fucking asses, getting ready to cull 7 million down to 500 million or less to kill your fucking ass, to kill your children. To kill your grandchildren, they'll fucking go up and take your baby, grab it by the fucking heels and slam its head against the fucking fence post. You got it. Don't you let them pretend like, well, you gotta get that. We're so concerned. You gotta get that shit. We gotta save lives. You motherfuckers wrote it in stone. You are here to eliminate life, you motherfuckers. And we're not gonna fucking let you. Chinese Foreign Minister spokesman Zhao Lingjing told reporters today, or Monday, several companies around the world, this whole fucking planet has been corporatized. There is no fucking legitimate one, You want Walmart to run your fucking life? You want to burn Walmart down and kill everybody in, the son of a bitch, because you outnumber them to the point that you can. You can wipe them off the goddamn face of this planet. Once and for all, we can be rid of this fucking scourge that has caused so much fucking misery, that has killed fucking 250,000 people in the 20th fucking century alone. And they're looking to break their fucking records by fucking tenfold. Or better than that, fuck, 7 billion people? How many you gotta kill? But this is how they plan to fucking, just like they're telling you, you're gonna take that shot, it's gonna kill you, yeah. Yeah, you got the proof right in your hand, but you're gonna, boom, no I'm not. You're fucking dead, dude. You already took the shot, you're already dead, but I really don't give a fuck. If I cost you fucking 10 minutes of life, I took it from you, you prick. We better fucking nut up and fight like goddamn demons, and we better do it pretty goddamn quick, because we are being over fucking run, in case you have not noticed, from our southern fucking border. And it's not, they said 150 countries are pouring fucking people, communists, because we're the only fucking country on this goddamn planet that is not a communist fucking country, but they're trying to make us be the final communist country so that they can have their new world order, where they run it from the top as fucking as gods under a totalitarian communist fucking system mixed with fascist fuckingism, because the goddamn corporations are in on it. And when the corporations are fucking own the fucking means of production and the people, I think that is fascism for you Trump-tards out there. I mean, the motherfucker came out and said, we're going to make a bigger government. We're going to make a bigger fucking military, when we're spending 10 times more than more than the next 10 fucking people down from us. I mean, the country's down from us on fucking so-called defense. But when you're stealing 95 cents of every dollar, you're not getting a whole lot for your fucking money, are you? And I mean, and you know, the fucking FBI, man, I mean, they went fucking clear, their unlawful agency. They're unlawful to exist. Any kind of goddamn policing over the fucking individual free sovereign by this fucking phony ass fucking corporation is a fucking lie, it's a fraud, and it is fucking war on we the people. But you have this, I'm reading you this goddamn article. And who's the FBI going after? Well, who are they going to scare? All these dim-witted son of a bitches who think they can go to school. Boy, the cameras are on them, aren't they? They're not putting the cameras on the people who are fucking telling you what the fucking end game here is, are they? They are doing everything in their fucking considerable fucking power, using your fucking resources to make sure you do not fucking know the truth, that you do not know how to defeat these son of a bitches. But it's fucking easy. It's called numbers. We outnumber the motherfuckers thousands to one. Tens of thousands to one. The people of China, I don't give them shit. You are worthless. You fuckers will never take us. Ever. If you had any goddamn guts, you wouldn't be fucking slaves. They wouldn't be parting your fucking families out. They wouldn't be telling you how many children you can have. You have no fucking balls. And I'll fucking rip your fucking head off with my bare hands. And then if you try to starve me, I'll cook your fucking ass. So let's jump to the next fucking story. Now, we've read they've got this hypersonic thing, man. This is a goddamn nuclear threat to us, people. Remember this. A nuclear threat. What's it say here? Let's see. Let's get to the story. Let's get to the next article here. Let's see. Where are you? There you are. Dozens of top nuclear scientists with the highest security clearance being fired from Los Alamos lab after vax mandate, COVID-19. Now, if this was truly a nuclear threat, you're going to fire the only fucking people who could fucking develop the technology to stop it? Isn't that goddamn espionage? And I see Joe Biden's face, but I see no fucking nothing in his eyes. He is not a fucking live. I see you son of a bitch, Sanders. I see you fucking call himself an independent again, guys. Remember socialism? He was a socialist. He registers as socialist. They call him the independent. Fuck you. You are a communist, you son of a bitch. and you're gonna fucking hang by your neck until you are fucking dead. And then you got AOC and the squad. 3-4 little fucking cunts that are controlling the fucking system in this fucking country. That, and not as a fucking, I mean, son of a bitch. Not as, with any fucking legitimate authority whatsoever. And then you got Barry Satoro. The fucking south side of Chicago back alley fucking pimp. That has been fucking leading this shit all the fucking long. There, and then you, then joined in with them. You have these goddamn tech fucking companies who fucking made fucking trillions of dollars off of bullshit. Off of technology that already fucking existed. They created nothing. They miniaturized shit and they made it a gimmick. A toy, like that fucking thing you spin, I don't remember what they call it. You spin it in your fingers so you can fucking, when you're, you know, to calm your nerves. That's all in the fuck they did. They did create no new technology. They just rearranged it, made it smaller. And now they're fucking out there thinking they're gonna fucking tell, they're telling you, you don't have no First Amendment right. You come up to me, Bill Gates. You come up to me, Bezos. You come up to me, Zuckerberg. You come up to me and you tell me I don't have no fucking rights. I dare you, cunt. You are a fucking pussy. Somebody fucks your wife for you. You're a fucking cunt. You got no dick. You got no spine. You yellow-bellied son of a bitch. I'm 60 fucking years old. I'll whip all of you at one fucking time. Anytime you want to give her a go. And we let these fuckers walk our goddamn streets. We let them in our goddamn country. They're in our country. They're trying to fucking kill your fucking kids, to kill you, to kill your grandchildren. And you're letting it fucking happen. You're allowing it. Nutless motherfuckers. The last days of the employees, including top nuclear engineers and scientists, have literally taken to the streets outside the lab protesting the mandate, which orders them to get the first dose of the COVID vaccine or face termination. Now, if this thing was, the first article was true, who are you going to turn to fucking counter it? Your tops, you're not talking about errand boys that just fucking joined up. These are the top fucking nuclear scientists in this fucking nation. And you're either going to take this shot that's going to kill you so that you are not a threat to our Chinese allies, or we're going to fucking terminate you and you ain't going to have access to the goddamn, equipment and the technology that you need to fucking counter this fucking threat, right? And not what, is that what I mean? At the same time that they, I mean, and Joe, they said Joe Biden didn't know nothing about, we don't even know where in the fuck he's at. They said he didn't know nothing about the supersonic, but I've heard about this fucking, 7 years ago? When the Russians were developing it? And now Joe Biden had no, that man is incompetent. He's just incompetent. No, he's a fucking traitor. They're all fucking traitors. They are fucking communist fucking Chinese agents. The fucking Chinese think they're already running this fucking place, people. That shit that's going on in Los Angeles. I mean, like I said, finally one of them said, well, you know, actually, you know, half the fleet fucking can't come in here because they're fucking, because of a law that they just, see, right when they put this law in place, all of a sudden the fucking shit stops flowing. Wonder what made that happen. This is orchestrated. This is planned to a precision. And if we fucking don't, and if we just sit here and let them do it, they're gonna fucking do it. Make no mistake about it. You will fucking, you might get your fucking a few licks in, us, the men will, you know, fucking, or you might bust loose and get to join up and find, and if we can get all of our people fucking, because they have infiltrated our fucking country. And so everybody is a motherfucking rat. I mean, not many years ago, people. 30 years ago? I'll give it 30. I'm 60 when I was 30. Fuck, to be a rat? To be an informant? People would fucking see somebody get murdered. And that was one of the things that they worked on with their fucking down there, with their Jews at Hollywood, wasn't it? Oh, I'm afraid to testify. I'm afraid. We have witness protection plans for you. Man, be a fucking rat. Be a rat. Be a fucking communist fucking rat. Because you want communism, you worthless, cowardly son of a bitch, don't you? If one of the first things we have to do is we have to kill every fucking rat. We got to kill every fucking communist rat. Every fucking communist informer fucking needs a bullet right through their fucking head right now. And you go, oh, God damn, I can't do that, man. If everybody fucking does it, it's like anything else. They can't keep up with what's going on. They're blowing people away in the fucking streets every night. And they can't even answer the fucking calls. Now is the time to do it. If you had any balls. At any rate, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliton, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1238 Pacific Time, and that was Avril Lavigne with Knocking on Heaven's Door, which is about how we feel come fucking Weasel fucking Wednesday. Well, it's every day of the fucking week anymore. Treason, 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 right to your fucking face and telling you about it. And you're sitting there going, oh, they're committing the constitutional rights thing you're breaking. They're breaking them constitutional things. Fucking ignorant son of a bitches. I guess you'll get what you fucking deserve, but sorry thing is, I'll get it too. And I ain't that goddamn stupid. We're talking about the nuclear scientists. First, we talked about the goddamn the fucking supersonic rocket that we can do to stop them from fucking hitting us with warheads. The Chinese. So they're going to start fucking dictating to us, huh? And then we went on to the fucking our top nuclear fucking scientist with the highest security clearances being fired from Los Alamos lab over that fucking lie of COVID-19. It is a fucking lie and you know it. And look at how they're using it, people. They are going to try and take your fucking country from you and kill you. You got it. You want to kowtow at a fucking Chinaman's feet? Do it. I will shoot it out with the motherfuckers until they're all dead or I am. I'll never be nobody's goddamn slave. I'll never be a Chinaman. Make sure you understand that, you motherfuckers, because there's a whole lot more like me. Specifically, the workers among them, dozens of scientists are pushing back against federal contractor Triad National Security. See? A fucking corporation! No doubt you go dig into that son of a bitch to who owns the fucking motherfucker to be Chinese. They want a fucking Chinese dictatorship over you. Are you going to live with it? Are you going to fucking take it? Are you got any balls? LLC, which runs the lab under contract of the United States Department of Industry. That would be the United States Corporation, an international fucking oligarchy. Hell bent on fucking enslaving the people of this fucking planet under the fucking hand of the ones that you won't even get to know their names. They sit high up on the pyramid. But they're planning on bringing those communists in here to fucking, so you fucking walk and like a goose step down the fucking street and you do what you're fucking told. You don't ask questions or your fucking ass gets parted out. Got it? You get there here to exterminate you any fucking how. You tell me what you got to lose by fucking having some balls and fighting. You better wipe them out or they're going to fucking wipe you out. That's the fucking end of the story, motherfucking cowards. It's unclear if any have been fired at this point after the deadline has passed. Now, we're talking about, we just had this surprise thing. Oh, geez, we never knew about that. Hell, we didn't. 7 fucking years ago, they fucking showed one of those hypersonic fucking missiles that they said that Russia already had. And they've had it ever since. So don't tell me, oh, this was just a fucking surprise. Oh, nobody's seen this coming. And then they turn around and they tell you in the same broadcast that all the technology to do this was stolen from you. So why in the fuck don't you have it? Oh, that means you handed it over to those fucking kikes over there in fucking Israel, didn't ya? And they sold it to the Chinese, just like fucking Bill Clinton sold our guidance systems for our ICBMs to fucking China. And that fucker should have went against the wall that fucking next week. It should have been a very quick fucking trial and a quick fucking execution. And then attack fucking China so that before they could even get it fucking put into fucking place. Take those Titan submarines and level that fucking place. Like I said, hell, fuck, 70 years ago, Eisenhower had the son of a bitches. Not Eisenhower, but fucking MacArthur. Had him whipped! Could have never been a threat to the United States. And Russia could have never been a threat to the United States, hadn't been for World War II. You know the war where the greatest generation went over there to preserve international communism, to push international communism. Fuck you, every one of you in your fucking grave. Too bad you got to fucking live and die. You should have been executed for being that fucking stupid. deadline has passed, or if any level of negotiations or understandings are in the process of being reached. Now, goddammit, if you just reported what you reported about this fucking threat, who are you going to go straight to say, get on this right fucking now? You get us a solution. Solve this now. That goddamn laboratory down in that Los Alamos belongs to we the people. Who would you go to, people? The reality is that these employees are seen as immensely valuable to both the advanced nuclear lab and national security given their government-issued clearance levels. Yeah, you would think so, especially when you did the day before you fucking announced that there's something that can't be stopped and the people that you could stop it, well, they refuse to take what they refuse to let you kill them. You would just assume they took that shot and were dead, and then there would be nothing to fucking stop it, would there? Except those Titan submarines. We're not stupid. They can get in close enough until you can't fucking stop them, China. So don't threaten me, you fucking slant-eyed motherfucker. We will get control of this country. We will have control of them fucking submarines. And we will wipe China off the fucking face of this goddamn planet along with that shithole over there in the fucking desert and fucking in the Mideast. The fucking makers of the fucking misery. You, all you motherfucking power hungry mother sick in the head son of a bitches are gonna die. We're gonna fucking exterminate you from this goddamn earth so that the people can fucking live. The people, this earth belongs to fucking the people that inhabit it. We have our lines. We have our sovereign countries. And we never needed to be part of any international fucking organization ever, people. We thrived as a fucking sovereign nation until these fucking communists infiltrated with their, and the goddamn, so-called dual citizen fucking, Israeli Americans infiltrated our fucking government. We thrived, people. We had happy lives. We were secure. We were fucking secure. We had the highest technology. We pay for their fucking to bring the tuition, to pay the tuition. Your kid can't go to college. Your kid should learn some kind of fucking trade. You should be dumbing them down. Oh, the critical race theory. Here in Oregon, goddamn, you don't even have to know how to do math. You know how to read and write. And you can get that goddamn diploma right now. All you gotta do is show up and to the goddamn race theory classes and the fuzzy math classes. What the hell do they call that? Can't get it. At any rate, local media detailed Monday protests on the main road leading to the lab outside the entrance as follows. Some 55 protesters, many of them carrying U.S. flags and signs, gathered on State Route 4 in White Rock at 6 a.m. to get the attention of the Los Alamos National Laboratory commuters and others. They were protesting LANL's, whatever that is, policy. That's the fucking corporation. That's the corporation that's fucking working under the fucking United States Corporation to fucking take your country from you, to kill you, to destroy freedom, to destroy liberty, so that the fucking oligarchs at the fucking top, you know, the ones at the top of the pyramid, the Rothschilds, the Carnegies, the fat little fucking ass queen over in England. So that, cause they want it back, man. They want that serfdom back. They want the people to fucking bow with their fucking feet. And they're not claiming no goddamn right by God this time. They're claiming they did this through fucking blackmail, murder, fucking you name it. That's how they did it, through the Masonic fucking lodges that are around this goddamn planet, people. That's how they've got to this point. There ain't that goddamn many of them. We outnumber them. But we can't let shit like this go. Policy mandating COVID-19 vaccinations. COVID-19 does not exist. Fuck you. You lying son of a bitches. Vaccinations do not fucking exist. There is no vaccination. It is goddamn, it's gene therapy. You understand that? That's to alter your fucking who you are. So you'll be, fucking be like those Chinese and fucking just walk and they just let your fucking people be slaughtered right in front of you. In fact, you know, there was a fucking news story just before I came up on here. I would have had it. But that fucking, I don't know what city it was in, but a woman being raped on a fucking train and people with their phones fucking, I mean, they're fucking, you know, filming the goddamn rape of this fucking woman. And nobody steps in to stop this motherfucker. Finally, somebody calls ahead one of the corporate enforcers comes on and actually pulls him off the fucking woman he's raping. A whole, 12 fucking people sitting there. I got it on film. I guess that's what Alex Jones wanted, wasn't it? Make sure you get it on film when they come to rape your fucking wife. That'll fix it. They watched a woman be fucking raped, you lowlife, cowardly. I mean, it was bad, that fucking thing, episode there in New Jersey, where they let that little girl be fucking beat by the fucking piece of shit, fucking steroid head, fucking scumbag-licking motherfucking communist Stasi pricks. And people just stood there and fucking watched. My mom would have fought them. You guys are...
The Chinese.
Huh?
The Chinese, there's 8 million foreign exchange students here. The Chinese.
Well, hell yes. We're paying to have them in our fucking labs and stuff. They admitted all this technology to do this came from us. It was stolen from the United States of America, they said. Why didn't we use the technology to be the first fucking question to build it our own? Why didn't we even at least have the first one before they had stolen it? And the second question is, why are we paying fucking for Chinese? I mean, I don't know if the guys are saying, you guys know what I'm talking about if you've been paying attention to anything that's been going on around. But the guy, I mean, and he's still sleeping with that Chinese spy. She's a Chinese spy. They traced it back to, she went to spy school. She's one of their fucking spies. Oh, well, that's no big deal. People, you better fucking wake up. Think about it for just a little bit. Look what you're fucking walking into. Are you that stupid? Let's go down here a little more. As of Friday, LANL, that's the fucking corporation official, said 96% of employees are fully vaccinated and an additional 1% have taken the first dose. Additional protests are being planned in other locations, and this is better. Importantly, it appears that the bulk of those who face termination are not low-level staffers or new hires, but in many cases, scientists and nuclear engineers who have worked at one of America's most sensitive and advanced defense facilities for decades. These are the smartest fucking guys there. These are the guys that developed the fucking the system, you know, like whatever, Sky Dome or whatever they call it over there to protect Israel. You know, these are the guys that developed it. And then Israel, you know, there for a while they were trying to, well, the Americans got pretty interested in that, goddammit, what do they call it?
Iron Dome,
that's it. The Iron Dome. America's become pretty interested in the Iron Dome that Israel created. And then fucking people scream from every direction. How fucking, man, goddamn, it ain't been that many fucking years. We know, if they built it, why do we gotta fucking build the missiles here to arm the son of a bitch? And then, I guess America did build that, and gave it to the motherfuckers, didn't ya? You gave it to those Jew motherfuckers. And I guarantee you those Jew motherfuckers, they sold it to fucking China. Or gave it to fucking China because they're a part of the fucking, this one world fucking takeover. See, they're gonna have their goddamn, Zion Empire in the fucking, will be the old Ottoman Empire. And that's where the fucking center of fucking power for the world's supposed to be. And the reason the Chinese are being brought into America is that they're gonna cow us. They think they can fucking do it, people. Do you think you're gonna let them? Are you gonna be cowed by a fucking Chinaman? A little 4-foot motherfucker? I'll fucking mow them motherfuckers down like goddamn grass. But that's the intent. Their intent is for the Chinese to rule you. You will have no fucking Bill of Rights because you failed to fucking enforce it at the most crucial fucking moment. When it hung by a thread, you shit your fucking pants. And you fucking fell down in your own shit crying because you didn't, I could get hurt. Something could happen to me if I defended the fucking freedom and liberty that my fucking ancestors fucking died to give me. You're pathetic. You're worthless. You're fucking sickness. You deserve what you get, like I said. These cocksuckers deserve what they got, what they're going to get. We don't. The people who understand it and will fight for it and fucking fight for freedom and liberty, goddamn, what else could you want on this planet? It should be for the whole planet. The whole planet should be fucking, I mean, these are natural fucking human rights. People don't get to own you. You don't got to slave for other people. You don't got to watch your own kids go hungry while you fucking hand over everything that you fucking create with your own fucking hands and your own fucking mind so that they can put another fucking shekel on their fucking pile of fucking gold as high as Mount fucking Everest. You understand that? That all belongs to you, by the way. I mean, you fucking won't do nothing about anything. They say, oh man, if I get in with this Chinese son of a bitch, I could make some extra money here. But man, you worship mammon. Mammon will be your fucking destruction. If this country goes down, it will be mammon that did it. And the rest of you Christians out there, your God is weak. He can't stop it. You won't stop it because, I mean, you're sitting there saying, well, God will step in. Well, he's a little too late. And there ain't no God gonna step in because the only real fucking God there is that fucking mammon. It becomes such a necessity to life. And it's all a fucking lie. It doesn't even exist. It's not real. But it is a piece of paper. You can touch it. You can fold it up and put it in your pocket and feel like you have something, but you don't. Because they can make it worthless while it's sitting in your fucking pocket, while it's sitting in your fucking bank account. They can declare tomorrow the fucking dollar crashed. It's worthless. Or like Zimbabwe, you need a $10 trillion fucking bill will not buy a loaf of fucking bread. It's all been a fucking game. Did you fall for that? But it ain't the people falling for it. It's the people just being too goddamn cowardly to face up to the fact that this is a dire situation. We're in fucking dire straits here, people. This ain't bullshit. Them people fucking storming across the border by the millions. Imagine a million. We attacked Iraq with 250,000 troops and took them. And I know that was like beating up the fucking little crippled kid on the fucking corner. But they're coming here. They've already got 1.7 million in here and expecting to get another million in here before the end of the fucking year. That's a 2 million man. I mean, just take half of them away for kids and women. That's a 1 million man fucking army and they're all a fucking fighting age. Are you ready to fucking face that? You won't, you tell you to strike for the head. You fucking sit there and you fucking don't do a goddamn thing. You could hurt them. I mean, somebody came up and said, well, you're striking to the top ones. It ain't gonna do it. I don't know who said that. You're wrong. You go after the ones at the fucking top. You think about 10 to 20,000 fucking expert fucking shots going after that fucking little herd of fucking dog shit. Including Bezos, including fucking goddamn Zuckerberg or whatever, including Bill Gates, just going after them motherfuckers. You think that wouldn't have effect, really? What do you think that would happen if that busted loose and then the rest of the people just busted loose and just took? We have run this fucking third world trash out of our country more than fucking once. That's not the goddamn problem. It's getting to the son of a bitches that are, we can close our borders. We got the fucking people to do it. We got the fucking firepower to do it. We're the largest army on planet Earth. We could do it easy. We could drive every fucking one of them out of our country. Easy. But we got to do it. Or it doesn't fucking matter. It's like I said, that's why you're not hearing a whole lot about the fucking guns anymore. They have seen you don't have the fucking balls to use them. You've proved it to them. And even the militia said, we're going to stand back until they attack. Then we're going to come down and take control. We need a command structure. When the people do fucking have to, are forced. They will fight when they are forced to fucking fight enough to fucking wipe these son of a bitches out. And you come down and you so much as fucking salute your fucking hat and start to give a fucking order, a bullet's going to go right through your fucking head. I promise it. You motherfuckers. You cowards. You fucking Tory pricks. What kind of deal have you made? Huh? What are you selling my fucking rights for, you motherfucker? Oh, people. I tell you. It's not fucking good. The situation as a whole stinks. Further, the report underscored they would be difficult to replace. You think so? A fucking nuclear scientist has been doing this for a scientist that's been working on nuclear at a nuclear lab for fucking 2 or 3 decades. It would be kind of hard to, well, hey, get one of these Haitians. I seen some pretty bright looking Haitians. Why don't you get one of them and put them in there? That's what you'll do too. Because they never had the fucking, they never had the brains to beat us. They never had the brawn. But you fucking replace us with fucking goddamn third worlders. Well, third worlders, goddamn, they were slaves in their own country. That's what they're running from. Instead of fucking facing it and fucking taking it out and fucking showing that they have the intelligence and the fucking bravery and the fucking brawn to be free, which we evidently do not, are fucking sorely lacking in. Have you been brought down to the level of a third world fucking peasant? Can you live that way? I can't. I will not be subjugated. I will not be anybody's slave, and I will fucking fight like a goddamn maniac out of hell. You will fucking know you fucking fought somebody when you fight me, you son of a bitches. And we've been, our, my people break free, and my people would just fucking just do it! Quit being a fucking afraid. Quit being afraid. You don't, how did we get this fucking country? God damn, you think about your ancestors coming into the goddamn wilderness. Where it's, you know, just if there was nothing trying to kill you 24 hours a day, it would be a son of a bitch just to survive. And they fucking conquered it. They brought all of its resources to bear. And you're their fucking progeny? They're spitting on you. They're rolling over in their graves and shitting. And wishing they could shit right in your fucking cowardly faces. You go along to get along, you sick little fucks. What do you think they think of you? They died to give this to you. And you're sitting there watching a bunch of fucking nobodies. Mindless fucking nobodies taking it from you. Handing over the technology. Like I said in the first place, MacArthur would have wiped Chinese never had to be a fucking threat to the United States. Neither did the Russians. Who made them a threat? Fucking communist infiltrators into the United States and fucking Zionist fucking Jew infiltrators into the United States. And this, all of a sudden, I mean, like this, somebody, I can't remember, like a head of DHS. You know that motherfucker came here as a refugee just recently, and he's the head of the fucking DHS, really? Which is an illegal agency that cannot exist as a part of an unlawful government that can't exist because it's a corporation that was formed in violation of the fucking law of this land. Do you realize that? Does that not shock you? If you just sit there, you're fucked. I'm going to tell you right now. Just sit there and you will be fucked. I won't be around to fucking see it because I'm not just going to sit and let them fucking take me out. They're going to fucking pay for me. I'll sell my life dearly. And I'll leave this fucking world a fucking man that you will never fucking be. Anyways, we're past the top of the hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, go look in the mirror at what you fucking are.